séance 7080.
The 7091st meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is reports of the Secretary General on the Sudan and South Sudan. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representative of South Sudan to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. Under item 2 of the agenda, members of the Council have before them document S-2013-760, the text of a draft resolution submitted by Australia, France, Luxembourg, Republic of Korea, Rwanda, Togo, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and the United States of America. I wish to draw the attention of Council members to document S-2013-758, containing a letter dated the 23rd of December 2013 from the Secretary General addressed to the President of the Security Council. I shall put the draft resolution to the vote now. Will those in favour of the draft resolution contained in document S-2013-760 please raise their hand? The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favour. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2132-2013. I welcome the presence of the Secretary General, His Excellency Mr. Ban Ki-moon, and I invite him to take the floor.
Mr. President, distinguished members of the Council, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by thanking the Security Council for its action and engagement to address the mounting crisis in South Sudan. We are all deeply troubled by the events that have unfolded in recent days. There are reports of ethnically targeted violence, including extrajudicial killings and mass graves. The displacement of civilians is growing and spreading, with some 45,000 people seeking protection at the basis of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. I reiterate the calls for maximum restraint from all communities in South Sudan. There is no military solution to this conflict. This is a political crisis which requires a peaceful political solution. We are working closely with the regional leaders and parties on the ground to establish a basis for negotiations. At the same time, I am determined to ensure that UNMISS has the means to carry out its central task of protecting civilians. I welcome today's resolution calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities and opening of dialogue, demanding that all parties cooperate fully with UNMISS and authorizing the temporary strengthening of protection capacities with additional troops, police, and logistical assets from other UN missions. I have spoken with a number of regional leaders and want to acknowledge their efforts and vital support. I thank the troop and police contributing countries that have agreed to the temporary relocation of their personnel and assets. We are coordinating closely with other UN missions to ensure redeployment do not affect the implementation of their respective mandates. I commend our brave peacekeepers and all UN personnel helping to protect civilians, provide humanitarian assistance, and monitor human rights under very difficult circumstances. We have lost two peacekeepers in the past week, and one was wounded. One ILO employee was killed. Earlier today, three UNMISS personnel were injured at a UN base in Bor, Jonglei State. Attacks on civilians and the UN peacekeepers must cease immediately. The United Nations will investigate reports of these incidents and of grave human rights violations and crimes against humanity. Those responsible will be held personally accountable. They should know the world is watching. Human rights are a cornerstone of our efforts, and I am urgently strengthening our human rights capacity in the country. Mr. President, I welcome the urgency and collective resolve of the Security Council today. I trust that the Council and other member states will continue to do their part to provide the personnel, equipment, and the logistical support required to ensure a timely deployment of these additional troops and enablers. Without such support, the United Nations Secretariat will not be able to deploy quickly the additional capacity required. Even with the ongoing support, the strengthening of UNMISS's protection capabilities will not happen overnight. Even with additional capabilities, we will not be able to protect every civilian in need in South Sudan. The parties are responsible to end the conflict. Political dialogue, in the end, is the only solution. I have consistently called on President Salva Kiir and opposition political leaders to come to the table and find a political way out of this crisis. Whatever the differences, nothing can justify the violence that has engulfed their young nation. They must do everything in their power to immediately ensure that their followers hear the message loud and clear. Continued violence, ethnic and otherwise, is completely unacceptable. Now is the time for South Sudan's leaders to show their people and the world that they are committed to preserve the unity of the nation that was born out of their long struggle for independence. Thank you, Mr. President.
Merci.
I thank the Secretary General for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of South Sudan.
Mr. President, since this is the first time my delegation is addressing the Security Council during your presidency, let me begin by congratulating you on your assumption of this important role at this critical juncture in our country's precarious situation. We assure you of the full support and cooperation of our delegation and government. We appreciate very much the high attention that His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, and the international community at large have given to this crisis. South Sudan has been consistently grateful for the support the international community and the United Nations have extended to our nascent country before and after independence. This is particularly needed now as we are experiencing a period of complex internal conflict which is threatening large sections of our population. South Sudanese do not want to fall back into the abyss of war from which they have suffered for over half a century. South Sudan stands in full solidarity with the international community in the protection of civilians and international aid workers. It has been heartening to witness the protection of UNMISS that UNMISS has provided to tens of thousands of civilians in their compounds. I'd also like to express our heartfelt condolences to the families that have lost their loved ones, to the Republic of India, and indeed to UNMISS for the tragic loss of peacekeepers in the UNMISS compound in Akobo this month. We express deep regret for troops and personnel that have been caught in the crossfires of government forces and rebels in the attempt to protect civilians and conduct civilian evacuations. I would like to assure this Council that the government of South Sudan is doing as much as it can under very difficult circumstances to restore calm and stability to the affected areas in the country. Mr. President, let me take this opportunity to express the government's deep appreciation for the proactive response which the Secretary General and the Security Council are showing to the tragically unfolding situation in our country and the urgent need to protect lives and alleviate the suffering of the people of South Sudan, as reflected in the decision to reinforce its mission in South Sudan with protection forces. Additionally, we deeply appreciate the efforts of the African Union, IGAD, and the United Nations, calling on South Sudanese leaders to rise above ethnic divisions and offer a framework of peace, unity, and reconciliation for the nation. This is indeed the spirit our president reflected today in his powerful press statement, calling for an immediate end to violence, ethnic targeting, and all illegal activities, and calling on Dr. Riek Machar and the forces supporting him to rise to the challenge of peace, unity, and nation building. Once again, Mr. President, we reiterate our deep appreciation for the support of the United Nations and hope that through our solidarity with the international community, we can overcome the crisis the country is going through and reinvigorate the process of unity, nation building, and urgently needed socioeconomic development. We take note of the concerns raised by this council and seize this opportunity to assure the Secretary General and the members of the Security Council of our determination to reestablish our sense of national unity and purpose and reaffirm our deep-rooted commitment to the objectives of international peace and security and respect for fundamental human rights and humanitarian principles. I thank you for your kind attention.
Merci.
I thank the representative of South Sudan for his statement. The meeting is adjourned.